Renee Graff tries to run her restaurant in the most environmentally sound way she can. But there was one thing. She couldn't do anything with all the peels, rinds, and other vegetable waste that her cooks generated. Her staff suggested composting, but it just wasn't practical to set up a compost pile in back where it might attract pests. And it wasn't practical for someone in the restaurant to take the stuff away.
The city didn't have a compost program where they would pick it up, and as a business, you really couldn't have somebody driving the waste out to the compost center, so that was a big obstacle for us, was having pickup.
Graff started talking to people in her town, Ann Arbor, Michigan. They talked about ways to work it out so that her restaurant and others could compost their food preparation waste. Then they all found out that the solid waste department had been thinking about the same thing. They all worked together, and in the end, they put together a program where for 2 months, three local restaurants separated all of their waste from prepping vegetables, along with coffee grounds and filters, for the city's yard waste trucks to pick up. They found it was easier than they thought it would be. Emily Adkison manages the kitchen at Graff's restaurant, the Arbor Brewing Company. She helped create the system that they used for food prep composting.
We would have several bins, one at every station, one at the prep area, one up back on the line, one over right there by the dish area so the servers can put their used napkins in and coffee grounds. It's just as easy as having, instead of a garbage can, you have a 5-gallon pickle bucket and you throw your scrapes in there instead of in the garbage.
The stuff that the workers throw in the buckets gets picked up by the city's yard waste composting trucks. Then it's taken to Ann Arbor's Materials Reclamation Facility, or MRF. The MRF is a huge, windswept area with a big population of crows and big, long piles of partially decomposed leaves everywhere, emitting a lot of steam and a very earthy smell. Nancy Stone is educational director for the Solid Waste Department. It's her job to show people what happens to their yard, and now food waste, once they've sent it here. The whole process takes about a year. The end result is a high-quality compost that the city sells to local farmers and gardeners.
It's rather crumbly in nature. It has a very sweet smell to it, and it looks to me like beautifully ground espresso grounds. It just, I like to garden myself. This stuff is the best stuff to think of putting on that garden.
The Ann Arbor Restaurant Compost Pilot Program ran for 2 months, and in that time, the city collected 9 tons of stuff that would have been thrown away otherwise. For Graff, whose restaurant alone generated 1 ton of food waste, this is a big argument for future programs and against people who say that this kind of program is too small to work.
When I'm dealing with naysayers, the biggest thing they say is, it's such a small amount that you're talking about. Is it worth the time? Is it worth the effort? And I think what people should know is that every little bit counts. Again, I think we were shocked to discover that we diverted a ton of waste in 2 months. And I would say, yes, even the smallest little gesture can have a big impact, especially if everybody's doing it.
And more restaurants will be doing it in the spring. The program is starting up again in May, this time with 3 more partners. And the people involved in the Ann Arbor program hope that if it works in this community, it will help lead to a change in the way that other communities all over the region deal with food waste. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Nora Flaherty.